Oh my goodness, spring and summer were so busy. We played every weekend this summer from Pinocchio Stampede to Benalto to, I think, then we were in Darwell, we were in Barrhead, kind of all over the Alberta region and even Saskatchewan. So it was a busy, busy summer, but it was super exciting, and working on some other singles and whatnot was really fun as well.
Yay! Do you have like a favorite summer memory that you have?
Oh, Pinocchio Stampede, hands down. Playing that beer garden was the craziest show I've ever played. Like, it was packed from front to back, shoulder to shoulder. People were there just having a great time, and it truly made my entire year.
Something about the Pinocchio Stampede, honestly, I might even rate it as high as like the Calgary Stampede. Like, everyone shows up the Pinocchio one, and it's such a vibe, honestly.
Absolutely. No, I always say I'm definitely like, as a attendee, I'm more of a Pinocchio kind of gal over Calgary, just because one, it's closer, and two, it's more like, it's like real authentic, like rodeo, right?
Yes.
Like the Calgary Stampede's an event versus Pinocchio is a real rodeo.
Oh, so 100%.
It's a way different vibe, and I love it.
Right? If you want to get into the country action, you go to Pinocchio for sure.
Absolutely.
And so you haven't released a song to radio in 3 years, but now your song, Tape and Glue, that is out, and it's on the radio. So how exciting is that?
Oh, it's very exciting. I hadn't released to radio just because, you know, the radio game is a little different now. It changed, especially from when I started releasing music. After we ended up having just a little bit of trouble at the beginning with the single. So we were like, you know what? We're going to push it out to radio, and we're going to go to all the local stations that have supported me in the past that I'm really grateful for. And we're going to send it to them. And I've received a lot of support on it from stations like you guys. So it's been really awesome. And I'm really appreciative to these local radio stations for sure.
Yeah, that's so, I mean, yeah, like you said, like, we spin it here. I love it. I'm so happy.
Thank
like
you.
When it came up on my email, I was like, oh my God, hey, what?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Awesome. Could you tell us a little bit on what the song is about?
Yeah, so I wrote this one over 2 years ago now, like 2.5 years ago, down in Nashville with a fellow Alberta artist, actually, Chrissy Feniak, as well as two Americans, Tim Miller and Madison Wolf. And when we wrote it, we kind of like went into the room and we didn't really have an idea for that day. But then, and we were just like having a random conversation. And then mid random conversation, Chrissy looks at me and goes, Martina, what's your love life like? And I was like, oh, we're going there.
Yeah.
Which is so funny because writing sessions often turn into therapy sessions.
Love.
And we settled on the fact that I am a fixer for sure. I like broken men who I can fix. And at the time, I was talking to a coworker who was very broken, not by his own doing, but I had this like tendency to want to fix him, and I just couldn't. And so we kind of built on that idea. We exaggerated it a little bit just to make it more of a story and almost make it more universal, but it truly came from, you know, a classic coworker experience.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that kind of goes into my next question. Like, when writing these songs, like, you're clearly taking inspiration from everyday life, and this is something that you sat on for 2 years. Does it just kind of like pop into your head and you're like, yep, that's the song that I want to write today?
Yeah, no, that one, since we wrote it so long ago, it was like really in the moment. Like, me and him were still talking, so that was definitely an in the moment one. And then I honestly, we fell in love with that song like as soon as we were done in the room. We were like, oh, we really like this one. We all kind of had that like magical feeling where we were like, this one feels really good. And so with that one, that's why I like sat on it for so long, because I was like, I need to get this out, just because it was almost a me present, because I loved it so much. And then I played it for others, obviously, and they liked it too, but it was more of like an ode to me and the writers, just because it was one of our little favorites kind of thing. In terms of like other ones, yeah, sometimes I'll like write little ideas down in my phone, and then I'll sit on them for like 2-3 years, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot that happened, and then I'll write a song about it. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh, that's it's literally like the notes app where you're writing something from 5 years, like my grocery store list that could like become something deep to me later.
No, literally. Well, and that's the thing I always say, like, I would let anyone go through like my camera roll. There's nothing to hide in there, but like my notes app is where
that needs a password lock on it now.
Yeah, it is. That's where it gets a little bit darker. You don't need my deepest, darkest secrets coming out of there.
What do you have coming up for the rest of the year?
So since I was on a slow releasing game for a bit, I do have a couple more songs coming out in the new year, which I'm very excited to share. I have really worked the last year on social media. That was like my big thing, as well as like playing more live shows and playing more full band shows. So working on the social media and continuing that is really my goal, because I kind of fell in love with it. I used to really dislike posting on social media, and I feel like I know a lot of artists especially in like the local scene, who really struggle with it. And so I always did. And once I found my love for it, I became like addicted to it. So I'm just going to keep working on that and releasing music and playing live shows and meet as many new faces as possible. I'm excited for 2026.
What is your social media so that we can check out all your like Instagram posting professional skills?
Yes. my Instagram is at Martina Dawn Music, and so is my TikTok and my Facebook. And all of them, I will say, my TikTok is a little more like personal. I post a little more funny, unhinged stuff on there sometimes because you can kind of get away with that on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then Instagram still sees everything that TikTok does, same with Facebook, but it's a little more on like the professional tone downside because I can't be as like wild there.